We now bring to these microphones David James for our weekly conversation, where we focused on an issue that the body of Christ, the church, needs to have a biblical understanding of. I have found that people really enjoy these conversations because they get great insight into what God's Word is calling for in our Christian experience. We're going to David because we're going to focus on a survey of pastors concerning end times beliefs. But David, before we do that, I find you up in New Hampshire, there in Center Barnstead, New Hampshire, with Brian Gower, where I understand you're going to be going again over to the prison in Concord for a conference this weekend.
That's right. It's a great opportunity. It's in a state prison of about 1,200 men. I'm going to be teaching a series on the seven marks of a disciple based upon a book by Mark Bailey, who's the president of Dallas Theological Seminary. We'll have 80 guys in this conference, and they actually have to limit it to the guys coming every other time because there's such a demand and a waiting list for the guys in the prison to get into these conferences. So it's a great opportunity.
Well, folks, you eavesdropping on this conversation with David and myself, make sure you pray for David and the team that go over to the prison there in Concord, New Hampshire. Pray that God's Word will have access into the hearts of these prisoners, that their hearts may be changed, and even though they may be in confinement there in the prison, they may be able to grow in the Lord and ultimately see if they can be used of the Lord as well. David, let's talk about a Christianity Today article that ran this last week dealing with the results of a survey of Protestant pastors concerning how they believe the end times will play out.
That's right. It was an article that came out on Tuesday based upon a survey of 1,000 senior Protestant pastors. It was done by Lifeway Research, which is part of the Southern Baptist Convention. And the researchers were focusing on three aspects of end times theology. One is the timing of the rapture. The second is the nature of the Antichrist. And the third is the millennial kingdom of Christ when Jesus is to reign for 1,000 years. And what they found is there's a lot of difference of opinion. And this really leads to a problem even in pastors trying to teach and prepare, for example, to teach through the book of Revelation because there's so many divergent views.
This survey seems to confirm what we've talked about on numerous occasions, that fewer and fewer pastors hold to what we would consider a biblical view of the end times events. Just as a reminder for our listeners, could you briefly outline the sequence of major events as we understand they will play out in God's prophetic calendar?
Sure. Well, the next major event on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church, when believers from the day of Pentecost up to the moment of the rapture, both alive and dead, will be caught up to be with the Lord, and then he will take us, the church, back to heaven with him. Shortly after that, there will be a man who will rise to worldwide power, known as the Antichrist, or the beast from the sea, as described in the book of Revelation. And he will sign and oversee a confirmation of a peace treaty between Israel and her enemies, will allow the rebuilding of a temple in Jerusalem. He will set up a worldwide government, and set up a false Christianity, a false religious system. Halfway through the tribulation, he will actually go into the rebuilt temple and declare himself to be God, and it will be all-out war against the saints here on the earth, and God will unleash his judgments upon the Antichrist and all unbelievers upon the earth. At the end of the seven-year period, Jesus Christ will return to earth. We read this in Revelation 19, with those who have been caught up with him. And another part of the first resurrection, Old Testament saints and those who are believers during the tribulation will be resurrected. Christ will destroy unbelievers. The Antichrist and the false prophet will be cast into the lake of fire. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and Jesus will establish his 1,000-year kingdom upon the earth. At the end of that time, Satan will be loosed for a short period of time. He will destroy him and all unbelievers. Then the great white throne judgment will take place, Revelation 20. Unbelievers from all generations will be declared guilty, and then there will be a new heaven and new earth, and we go into eternity future.
And you just heard about 1,007 years in just a couple of minutes. Great job, David. By the way, I have a commentary on the book of Revelation. In Revelation, lays out everything David just had to say in the exact order that he did mention it to you. You might want to go to my bookstore, prophecytoday.com is the address, the Prophecy Bookstore, and purchase your copy of my commentary on Revelation, Revelation, a Chronology. I lay it out in the book just like David did just then. Well, David, before we get into some of the important implications of this survey, let's first discuss some of the major findings. One part of the survey had to do with the views concerning the millennial kingdom and the timing of the rapture of the church relative to the thousand-year reign of Christ here on the earth.
Well, that's right. Part of the good news is that almost half of the pastors surveyed do believe that there will be a millennial reign of Christ, but that also means that half of them would not believe in a millennial reign of Christ on the earth, at least after Christ returned to the earth. About a third hold to what's known as amillennialism, believing that there will be no literal kingdom of God on the earth for that 1,000 years. They believe it's to be spiritualized and realized just in the hearts of believers. And then about 10% believe that the world is just going to keep getting better and better and become Christianized. About 10% in that's known as postmillennialism, but neither one of those views would be biblical in any sense of the word. We read the word 1,000 years in Revelation 20. It's mentioned six times in seven verses, so it's definitely going to happen.
And another major topic had to do with the tribulation period. Now, it included questions about the timing of the rapture relative to the tribulation period, as well as the issue of whether pastors even believed that the Antichrist, as described in the Word of God, will be a real person.
Well, when we talk about the pre-tribulational rapture, that means that what we talked about, the rapture of the church, will happen before most of the events in the book of Revelation, but only about 36% of the pastors surveyed believe that the rapture will occur prior to that tribulation period. 25% said that they don't believe that there's going to be a rapture at all to be taken literally. Almost 20% believe the rapture is going to happen after the tribulation, so there's a lot of confusion. We know that the hope that we have is that we will not be here when God's wrath is poured out on the earth. And concerning the Antichrist, about 50% do believe that there will be a literal Antichrist, but that also means that about 50% don't believe that there will be a literal Antichrist who will take this position of world power on the earth. So if you take the Bible seriously, you have to take it all as a package.
You know, the survey seemed to break down all of the questions and responses along denominational lines as well as by age groups and educational level. Now, this gives some insight into the overall trends and implications concerning beliefs about the end times. Let's first consider the breakdown along denominational lines.
Well, not a denomination per se, but evangelicals in general, about 43% believe that there will be a pre-tribulational rapture, but among the mainline denominations, around 40% of overall mainline denominational pastors don't believe the rapture is literal. Then when you get into specific denominations like Lutherans, 60% don't believe it's literal, half of Methodists don't believe it's literal, half of Presbyterian and Reformed pastors don't believe it's literal. So that means that you have this large swath of the professing church in the United States not taking the Bible literally. Now, when you get to Baptists, they tend to, over 90% do believe that there will be a literal rapture of the church, and that's good news, but our listeners need to be very careful about what churches they attend or are members of, or as they're selecting a church, they got to have one that's going to be teaching the Word of God literally and consistently.
You know, that's great advice. If you're choosing a church, make sure they're teaching the Word of God, the entire Word of God, from a literal perspective. Okay, let's consider the beliefs in age group category. For example, the survey indicates that the younger someone is, the less likely they are to hold to what we would consider views concerning the end times, which is a disturbing trend, is it not?
Well, it really is. One of the things that the survey notes is that under 30% of those under 45 years old actually believe in a pre-tribulational rapture, which tells us that the young people, as they're going to Christian colleges and seminaries, and they're even preparing for ministry perhaps, they're not being taught the Bible in a literal way. And so that means we're really doing a great disservice to this next generation, but it also is a warning to parents even, and even pastors as they recommend colleges. These things need to be taught beginning in the home, and then we need to direct young people into schools where the Word of God is honored and taught correctly.
Let's turn to the question of educational level of the pastors surveyed. That also revealed what seem to be some very serious problems in Christian education and the preparations for the next generation of pastors, Bible teachers, and even Christian leaders in general.
Well, that's true. Interestingly, the survey says that 66% of the pastors with no college degree believe in a pre-tribulational rapture, but only 26% of those with a master's level, that would be a seminary-level education, believe in a pre-tribulational rapture. That means that as students move out of high school and into the undergraduate level, that means that their views are probably being changed by these schools. And the higher education that you get, the less likely it is that you're going to be taught the Word of God correctly. In fact, I was just recently talking to the academic dean at the Word of Life Bible Institute in New York, and he and I could only come up with two or three schools that we would really recommend young people go to. People need to be checking these things out. The higher education is not in favor of handling the Bible literally.
You know, David, on Prophecy Today, when we have our conversations, we frequently on this broadcast talk about the last days. That's the main focus, in fact. And perhaps the last minutes of the last hours of the last days. So it's not really surprising that what the Bible teaches about what is actually coming down through this world today is increasing as we get closer to the return of Christ.
Well, that's true. The Word of God, even as we discussed last week, clear teaching about prophetic issues is coming under more and more attack, and it's certainly going to be the focus of the enemy to try to confuse people here on the earth about what is really coming. The Word of God lays it out, and if we don't take it seriously, we're going to be caught unawares.
We, my dear friend, have very important conversations. You can tell if you were listening to this one how key it is and what pastors are thinking out there in the Christian world. We need to be alert to that. Select the right pastor. Make sure he is going to teach the literal Word of God, and in particular in the area of eschatology. David, what a great service you have helped us to offer to the body of Christ. We appreciate it so much. We're going to have another issue next week that'll be just as key. So thank you, and we'll see you next week for our conversation.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. God bless.